11. We want to think tonight about the resurrection, not of the Lord Jesus, but of Lazarus. And as you're turning there, I've got a couple of books and booklets over here, not too many of them, but if you're interested in that, one on the Lord's Supper called His Dying Request, and another book for young men. So if you're interested in any of those, feel free to come up and take them. Chapter 11 of John's Gospel. I want to, just as we begin, before we read a few verses from John, about 2 weeks ago, on a Sunday morning, there was a young man. He was 20 years old. He was a very good friend of my son's. And he came to our vacation Bible school. He came to the chapel on different places. He wasn't always regular, but we knew his mom, knew his two brothers. He was 20 years old, and he ran through a red light, and he was killed. The car hit him. The car burst into flames. They couldn't get him out of the car. The car burnt, and he was trapped inside. The police and those near to the accident said he was killed instantly. Went to the funeral. Faith and I went to the funeral. And I think on Friday, before we came up, or this past Friday, we had his mom over to our house and his two brothers for a little dinner, a little encouragement. You know, in life, some difficult things happen sometimes. You know, it's a hard dinner to have a mom. She also has a Down syndrome child. And a couple of years ago, she was divorced from her husband. A lot of tough things in life. And you come to a chapter like this, there's tough things that happen in a family. Here's Lazarus. We don't know how old Lazarus is. We know that the Lord Jesus loved him. We know that Mary Martha loved him. And I think he was beloved of people in the town. But tough things happen sometimes. And we want to look tonight and think about this chapter and consider it, because maybe you know someone, and as we go through life, you will meet big challenges, and maybe some very difficult and trying things will happen in your life. And maybe there's something you're going through right now, maybe someone you know, maybe a family member or someone close to you. Let's take our Bibles to John chapter 11 and begin to read at verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. It's interesting, this did not take place yet. It doesn't take place until the next chapter. But the writer John, this had taken place when he wrote this. And so Mary was anointed at the feet of the Lord Jesus in chapter 12. Verse 3, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode two more days in the same place where he was. Look up with me also a little further on in verse 17. And it says, when Jesus came and found that he was dead and lain in the grave 4 days already. And we want to take a little time tonight and look at some lessons from this chapter. Let's just open with a short word of prayer. Our God and Father, we thank you for our time tonight. We thank you for passages like this in the Word of God. We pray tonight that you will teach us. We pray tonight, Father, that we will see something of the Lord Jesus. You'll encourage us and challenge us and encourage us with how the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And so we pray this and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tremendous passage, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, one of the great miracles, seven miracles of the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel, the last of the seven sign miracles of the Lord Jesus. And when you come to this chapter, I think it's a great chapter that shows the love of the Lord Jesus for those that he loves. You know, we have some great chapters in the Bible, verses in the Bible about love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. It, one of the great verses about the love of God for the world. And you come to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, a great chapter about God's, a description of God's love for us. And you come to passages in Romans and other passages where the greatest demonstration of God's love and the Lord Jesus coming and laying down his life for us. In John 15, 13, greater love hath no man than this. And then he laid down his life for his friends, and he says, you are my friends. It says in Romans chapter 5, he says that God demonstrated or commended his love towards us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. But when you come to this chapter, I think this is one of the great chapters of God's love for us. Not so much his loving for the world and laying his life down and his demonstration of his love on the cross, but the love, the personal care, and the affection of the Lord Jesus for us. Sometimes we wonder, as we go through trials, the Lord died for me on the cross. Yes, the Lord Jesus loved me and gave himself for me, but what about right now in the things that I'm going through? Does he care about me in the trials and the difficulties and the tragedies of life? Does he really have personal care even now? He seems so far away and so distant. Does he really love me and care for me? And you come to this chapter, I think this is one of the great chapters about the personal love and the affection of the Lord Jesus for Lazarus and Mary and Martha. And as we see the Lord Jesus, as this chapter unfolds, we see the Lord Jesus in a perfect love and affection and care for those who are hurting, those who are going through trial. And so we want to look at that tonight a little bit. But before we do that, I want to ask a question. Is there a difference between the raising of Lazarus here and biblical resurrection, the doctrine of biblical resurrection? Is there a difference of the different people in the Gospels? There are three people in the Gospels who the Lord Jesus raised from the dead. The widow of Nain, her son, he was on his way to burial. And back in the days of the Bible, the Jewish people would bury those who died the day they died. So he died that day, and in the afternoon probably, he was on the way to burial. And the Lord Jesus meets the procession of individuals going out to the burial place, and the Lord Jesus is coming in. And he says to that boy, arise from the funeral bed, and that young man arises. The widow, Jairus' daughter, had died and was still in her room, had not yet brought her to the burial place. And the Lord Jesus goes into that room, says, Talitha kumi, and raises her. The dead says to those who are there, she only sleeps, and they laugh at him, and he raises her from the dead. In this passage, we have someone who had been dead 4 days, buried in the burial site, in the grave, so much so that the body was decomposing, and the Lord Jesus comes and raises this person from the dead. But is there a difference between these three people and what we would call biblical resurrection?
Yes.
They all died again. But is there more than just that? Let's turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. There's a big difference. I think we can be happy that we will participate in biblical resurrection. Now, I think it was a great joy to Mary and Martha that their brother was raised to life. But he died again. But he will also participate in biblical resurrection. He'll have two resurrections, we could say. One, raising to life in the body that he was given. And also, he will have biblical resurrection. Look with me at chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians and verse 42. It says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. This describes what we will experience. Number one, it says, we are sown in corruption. Our bodies, Lazarus's body, And each one in this room, we have corruptible bodies. We are all going to age. We all are going to begin to see our bodies corrupt and become sick, age, and eventually we're all going to die. It's appointed unto men once to die and then the judgment. It says also, we are sown in corruption. We are fallen. We have fallen bodies. But it said that resurrection body is raised incorruptible. In heaven, when we have that incorruptible body, there are no doctor's offices. There are no dentist offices. There are no chiropractors. There are no medical needs in heaven. There are no beauty parlors. There are no anything to help us with our physical body. We will be incorruptible and as perfect for eternity that God wants us to be. Sown in corruption, but raised incorruptible. Look what it says also in verse 43. Sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, those are all the things we possess now. But biblical resurrection, very different than what Lazarus experienced. He didn't experience an incorruptible body, a glorious body, a body that experienced power in raising from the dead. And then verse 44, sown a natural body, raised a body, a spiritual body, a body like unto the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so isn't it a wonderful thing that we were not just raised to die again, but raised with an incorruptible, glorified, resurrection body like unto the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. A very different thing. Lazarus experienced raising to life again in his body given at birth, and he will also experience the resurrection from the dead, receiving an incorruptible body. And so as we go back to chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, we see Lazarus was raised to the dead. But we'll look at a few things in this chapter tonight, and hopefully these things will be an encouragement to you. One of the first things in verses 1 through 19, we have verses about teaching the Lord Jesus gives to his disciples. Reasons why he doesn't go to Bethany. Reasons why he doesn't go before Lazarus dies. Then in verses 20 to 30, we have a conversation the Lord Jesus has with Martha as he comes to Bethany and meets her. The first person he meets when he comes to Bethany is Martha. Then a conversation from verse 31 to the end. But I want to think with you a little bit in verses 1 through 19. I think the lesson we have in these verses is this. We don't measure what we experience and the trials and we don't measure the love of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God by the things that we experience here in this world. You experience death, you experience tragedy, or you experience loss. We don't measure the experiences we have. We don't measure the love of God and the grace of God by the experiences that we have. Here in this passage, that's what Martha was doing. Maybe that's what Mary was doing. And I think that's what believers do. We say, Lord, I'm going through this situation or that situation, and therefore it must be that maybe something's wrong with me, or maybe the Lord, something went wrong.